Learning Masechta, Sukkah, they have Ezim and Aleph for starting the Masechta. The Mishnah says, if you have a Sukkah that's higher than 20 Amos, the Mishnah brings a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And Rashi says, the Gemara will explain the story of the Machlokes. It's not Gvoya Sarat Vachim, it's Pasul. And again, Rashi says, the Gemara in Farish Taima, Shem Le Shal Shtefanes, it's Pasul. And the Gemara, Rashi says, Nami, the Gemara Yalachu. Shecham Shirum Mitzul Sepsula. If the sun is more than the shade, it's Pasul. And here, Rashi doesn't say, the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say a tam. So Rashi says a tam, Shamud batal b'rayv, reva kami she'enai. That the mood is batal b'rayv, it's like it's nothing, v'ashem eschach kari sukkah. The sukkah is the schach, so you need schach. Otherwise it's not a sukkah. And the mood is batal b'rayv, so in other words, kami she'enai, so you don't have schach. You don't have schach, you don't have a sukkah. Hazak the Ran. Rashi doesn't mean the schach that's mood is batal b'rayv of the avir. And it's like there's no sach. Kumayshiri isi misha kasav ke. And he writes, there is somebody that writes that. There is Rishayna that held that the meat of the sach is batal b'roiv of the avir. But he has a kasha on that, because the Gemara in the second perek, by the Mishnah of Sil Simu Michamsam, that has the Mishnah, the Gemara there has a stira. Here it says, Chamsu mitzilsis psula. It's mashmiki adadi is ksheira. And there it says, still simum mechamsam is ksheira. It's mashmiki adadi is psul. If it's equal, it's pasul. So it says, holam mata, holam mala. And Rashi teaches, and the Ran holds this pshat also, that lamata means, that as lamala you need still simum mechamsam. You need more shade than sun. You need more schach than air, lamala. If it's equal, it's pasul. Lamata, then if it's equal, it's kasher. If you have more sun than shade, then it's pasul. If it's equal, it's kasher. The shail is, but lamala, if it's equal, it's pasul. So what's if shat miyat batal berei verikimishaina? It's not miyat. The Gemara there is mavur that if lamala, meaning on the, in the sukkah itself, is exactly the same amount of schach and shade, it's pasul. When do we say you need more shade, more sun than shade? Lamata. When you go about it and you're measuring the shade in the sun, then it's only possible if you have more sun than shade. If it's equal, it's good. Why? Because if it's equal lamata, then you know for sure there's more schach lamala. Now, shenken, if it's equal lamala, then you know for sure there's more sun lamata. Because the sun spreads out. It becomes wider. It becomes more sun lamala than there is lamata than there is lamala. Zok the Ran, Weiss, it is a psul of miyat batal b'rayv. That's a psul. So you can't say it means miyat schach, k'meishu yisi misha kasav kek. Because it's not true. Half the schach, if it's half schach, half space, it's also possible. Now it means miyat tzeil. Miyat tzeil is batal to the rayv chama. That's a pshat. So Zok the Ran. And the Ran says like this. The Ran says, how do you need tzeil? And you don't, you don't need tzeil. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's above 20 amos, it's kosher. And above 20 amos, we know from Rabbi Zeir, there's no tzeil. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need tzeil. L'chai, he could have also asked the kasha, even according to Rabbanan, according to Rava, and according to Rava, which doesn't hold the promise of tzeil, and the Gemara, on that basis of Rabbi says, that they hold, that the pasuk says, tzuka tzeil, 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 yoyim, mechayiv, is going to Meisim Mashiach. So Meisim, the hain, tzuka, 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 doesn't need tzeil. So he could have asked that kasha also. It's interesting. He asked from Rabbi Yehuda. But the question was, if Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need tzeil, and the chayyahu din the rabban and according to the other miran, so what's the pshat chamsu mitzilsis psulim? You don't need tzeil. The zakhtiran, you don't need that the sukkah should have the tzeil, but you need the schach should give the tzeil. The schach has to give tzeil. The sukkah doesn't have to be receive the tzeil, but the schach has to give the tzeil. So you don't have to actually have the tzeil in the sukkah, but the schach has to be giving the tzeil in kaimai. The Ritva says a little differently. Kainzah, he says, it doesn't have to have tzeil, it has to have potentially have tzeil. It has to be roi to have tzeil if it would be lower. If it's too high to have tzeil, fine, but the pshat is the schach really could do tzeil. It's just that this matzah they can't do tzeil. Now, upon him, that's how they learn. That sukkah needs tzeil. There's a tanai in sukkah that you need tzeil. Even though above 20 amos you don't have tzeil, that's pshat, you don't have tzeil in the sukkah, or you don't have tzeil in this matzav, but the etzim, it could make tzeil, potentially to make tzeil, it's making tzeil b'mkaymai, whether you're learning the Ran of the Ritva. So now that's called tzeil. But if you're going to have equal schach and avir. So kum dais, the sound that it produces is less than the chama. So mainly a bit of bereiv. So it's cool that it doesn't have any tzeil at all. Now the Steibler points out interesting dazach because the emesis is another pshat in the Gemara. According to Taisa's pshat on Daf Chav Beis, nachsal nachsam, if it's exactly even, the schach and the space, it's going to be kosher. The only time it's possible is when you see it, when you're looking from the banim, so you don't, if you see that it's exactly even, so really there's more space. But the pshat is, if it's taka exactly even, l'malam, it's kosher. That's how Taisus learns pshat in the Gemara. So the Steibler says, the pshat in Taisus, you don't need sale. B'chol, you don't need sale. And that's the chari, the yesh misha kosav in the Ran. The Ran says it's a yesh misha kosav, that mu'ut bat the brave means the mi'at of the schach is bat on the rave of the avir. Now, only reason why the Ran doesn't like it is because when it's half and half, it's also possible. But Taisus holds half and half is kosher. So the chari, Taisus learns, like the yesh misha kosav in the Ran says, that the yisayin is that the mi'at of the schach is bat on the rave of the avir. And the disciple wants to know, so how's the Shimon of Zeira, right? Mishlaim in the other way, according to Rashi, everyone knows you need sale. That's the Psalm of Chamsu Mitzilsa. So we have a Kasha, how does the Shimon, you don't like him Zeira? But according to Benetam, it says you don't need sale. And that's why all you need is to be half schach. Half schach is good. As long as you don't have rave space, it doesn't matter that you have rave chama. The ikkah is you can't have rave space. So what do you do with Zeira? Zeira says that you need sale. So according to Reb Zeira, why isn't there a psul when it's half and half on top? So Zak the Stiplum, this is the machlokes though. Even though Reb Zeira says you need sail, when he holds it like this, whatever sail the schach gives has to be in the sukkah. That's a tanai in the sukkah. But there's no din sail be'etzen. The din is that the sail of schach has to be in the sukkah. That's the yisayit. But there's no din the schach be'etzen has to have sail. The din is you need schach. For sukkah tila tzeil is that the tzeil aschach has to be in the sukkah. So that's a pshat of Zeri either way. Now, according to Rashi, everyone knows you need tzeil. But Zeri's machadish, not only you need tzeil, but you need that the tzeil that's coming from the schach should be in the sukkah. But according to Benetam, no one knows you need tzeil. But whatever tzeil you have, Zeri is saying that tzeil has to be lamata in the sukkah. That's why you can't have above 20. So the Steibler says that Rashi Benetam really go l'shitaseh. There's a Gemara later in the Afchesim and Beis. It says, if you have a sukkah of goyim, nachrim, then goyim, noshim, and ktanim, or sukkah of royim, burgenim, kayotzim, there's two types of sukkahs that we're discussing. One is a sukkah that's made by people that aren't mechuyiv in the mitzvah sukkah, and one is sukkah that's made by not l'shem sukkah b'chlal, it's just made as a hut. So the Gemara says it's good, it's a kosher sukkah, but only if it's made l'tzeil. Rashi says it has to be made l'tzeil, not for privacy. It has to be made for protection. Right? Why does it have to be made l'tzeil? Because the etzem chalei shem sukkah is tzeil. If it's not made l'shem tzeil, it's not made l'shem sukkah, it's not a sukkah b'chlal. It's like a suyim eila. But the Rosh and Simon Yabez brings you in the time that the site of tzeil is that it shouldn't be very thick, that it's made like a house, that the rain shouldn't go through. Job of the deichik in the Lashon. But according to Benetam, it's b'chol notrayas and made l'shem tzeil. The yisayin is it has to be a temporary thing, like we have in the sukkah. We'll discuss it a little bit. The Taisus here on this omen also mentions such a svara. Then it can't be thick like a house that the rain can't get through. For vices, when the time holds, there's no trayas and made l'shem tzeil because he holds that the sukkah b'chol doesn't need tzeil, and that's enough gemino alach l'maisa that according to Rashi, if it's half and half on top, it's possible because it doesn't have. Because if it's half and half on top, so meilam banim, the cham is more than the tail is kamish einai. Now, shayim ben tam is no such din. The ben tam says, quite half and half is good, and he says, because there's a din, paritz kaim in his kasher. Paritz kaim in his kasher. So, if I says, there's no tnaim bechal a tail, the varit is, if it's ayim and ruvel and paritz, it's possible. Now, the chrenim above with Rashi, what does it mean, mu'ud, batl b'rayv? Which I have bitl, we find in the taruvis. You have a teruvus, so we say bittul b'rayv. Here you have a teruvus. You have chama, you have tzeil. Where's the bittul b'rayv? It's a pella. And the sniper says, not really bittul b'rayv. It's a din of rubei kekula. And the pshat is like this. And true, this Taisus tells it too. And I think according to Rashi, it's also true. Just what Taisus holds is in the schach, Rashi was itself. Taisa Nafka Beis Mabeis Shtel Zitzu to the Dinah Paritz Ka'imid. You see, the Gemara talks about, and the Gemara was a Shtel Zitzu, the Dinah Paritz Ka'imid, if you have half of the Skach, half of the Skach of the Sukkah is Kasher and half is Pasol. So it's Dinah Paritz Ka'imid. I mean, that's good for the Machlekes. If your whole Paritz Ka'imid is Kasher, that means you have a Mechitza, half of it is Aymid, half of it is Paritz is Kasher. So who would then, if half the Skach is Kasher, half is Pasol is Kasher, if the only you need Aymid Rubal of Paritz, who would then you need more schach kasha than pasul? That's a sugya later after zayinim and beis. So the same thing, taisa shtal tzu. The reason why half schach kasha, half schach, and half avir is good is because the parts go. I mean, the Rashi also holds that way. Just Rashi holds it's not good enough to have the schach. It was to need the tail. So by schach pasul, you have tail. The shail is the tail coming from kasha or pasul? So if it's a din of parts go, I mean, and by when it's avir, so the shail you don't have tail. You need half tzeil. But what is this din? This is a din of Rubik and Kulay. So Stipler says this, and Shmuel Zavsky and Zuch and Shmuel Simon Chavtes, they learn it's a different din than Bittul Brayv. It's Psanayah din of Rubik and Kulay, they bring a different pasuk for it. I think it's all the same din of Acharav Mahate. It's the same meaning. But the pshan in the din is like this. Let's say you have a mechitza. So there's the din of Paritz Kaimit. What's that din? That you don't need the Rayv shtels avek the din of the Makam. Is it the pshat that we have the mechitza here? Navas, we have spaces. Okay, mechitza's line have spaces. Or is it a makam paritz? Has a few sticks, but it's a makam paritz. The rave is kaveh of that. If you have rave paritz, that makes the whole place called the makam paritz, and we can't be maksh of it as a mechitza. But shegit if it's equal, so we have a mechitza, has a chashivas. That's good enough. But the rave will be kaveh of the din. Alder is there by nisach, also the same thing over here. The more bottom rave is a pshat, if you have schach with space, or if you have tzeil with chama, so the pshat is not the pshat, I don't have tzeil, I don't have schach, the space is not mevatel the schach. But when you have rave, so that's kaveya din, the whole thing is really space, the whole thing is really chama. The tzeil is just, it's just a miyat, but it's not kaveya the din on the makam. That's a din of Rubik Kakula. The shtalavek the din, we're going to go about the roiv. If roiv is avir, so it means the whole thing is avir. If roiv is chama, it means the whole thing is chama. That's the machlekes. Do you mean roiv that bekashus? So forget it. Roiv bepasels pasels. That's the machlekes of parts kaimen, or even rubal of parts. Taisa shtel su that machlekes to hear also. But that's the part of me about the roiv. It's not a bittel like a taruvis of a bittel. That's a much bigger chiddush. That the shame of the David, the shame Isser of the David becomes about the brave. You don't have to come on to that. Here the pshat is, we have to shtel avek. Do we have schach or not? Do we have schach with some spaces? Or do we have avir with some sticks? The rave is kaveya. If you have rave avir, it's called avir with some sticks. It's not considered you have schach here b'chlal. It's not a din of vittel brave of teruvus. And now let's go right there. And that's in din of Lamala Michof. We have Rabbi that says they have to know you're sitting in the sukkah, Lashal Tabaina. We have Abzeri that's saying the problem is you're not being Yeshiv at Sale Sukkah. Now it's interesting, the Dvaras Akasha, that what do you mean you're not being Yeshiv at Sale Sukkah? When the sun is directly overhead, there's going to be a tail of a sukkah, no matter how high it is. And if you're going to say that that's not good enough for the sun, when the sun's directly overhead, you need the tzel sukkah another time. So even if it's not kavayachav, when the sun's at an angle, so it's not going to tzel's not going to come into the sukkah from the sky. So what's the shi telling me 20 amis you have tzel from the sukkah, and above 20 amis you don't have tzel from the sukkah. You always have tzel from the sukkah if it's directly overhead, and when it's not directly overhead, so not even less than 20 amis you're not going to have tzel from the sukkah. So effective dvar kasha. So he says that the sun is not directly overhead. It's a little bit to the side. So therefore, if it's less than 20 amis, it's only a slight angle by noontime, so you'll be able to get some, you'll be able to get some schach. Mashen Kane, if it's more than 20 amis, so because of the slight angle, so therefore you won't be able to get any tzel. Now the Ran, interestingly enough, asks the opposite. He says, if you have a sukkah that's exactly 7 by 7 tvachim, Moshe Rubin v'shulchanai, and it's exactly 20 amasai, telling me it's a kashu v'sukkah, there's no tzeil. The sun's enough of an angle Tkufis Tishrei, that there's no tzar, period. He says you can't be machish the muchish, it's clear. So what does it mean that till 20 amos is tzar? There isn't. Till 20 amos is very tall. If it's only 7 or 7 tvachim and 20 amos, why there's no tzar? So the Ran says a very interesting teretz. He says you have to say mitecha deichek, that even though you don't see the tzar, but the question is, what's the effect that the schach has on the sukkah? That even though you can't see the tzel because it's on an angle, but l'may cigarette, the schach is affecting the heat of the sukkah. Kimul chazal, you have to say kimul chazal. I'll speak about it a little bit more in other days. That till 20 amos, it does, you know, we would say maybe it affects the ultraviolet rays. That till 20 amos, the roof on top will affect the heat in the sukkah, it will decrease the heat that's in the sukkah, but above 20 amos it won't have any effect. And Rava says the pshat, that you need a sukkah which is a divas harai, until 20 amos you can make the sukkah harai, and more than 20 amos you don't make it harai, you'll have to make it kavah. So Gemara says, what do you mean? What if you make a mechitzah shel ma'asel? Teretz says, it's not roi to make it right. Up to 20 amos, you could make it right. More than 20 amos is not roi to make it right. So Teretz asks a kasha, so you see from there, that making a kavah is not a problem. So Eiv is in fact, Teretz asks a kasha, why is the Gemara in time to say, G'sham b'sim g'lol b'chag? Why can you make the sukkah very, very permanent, very kavah, and nail down the skach with nails and make sure that the rain doesn't come in? And even if you're going to say it'll be asim min rabbanan as davis tikra, but if it's only an asim min rabbanan, it wouldn't be shaykh to say that a gesham is a simen klala b'chag. That's what Taisa says. So Taisa mechanish lefizet, like we spoke out, that there's a psul in the sukkah if the rain can't get in. Because even though the walls don't have to be alright, but the schach, which is the ikka sukkah, has to be somewhat alright, and if the rain can't get in, it's kavah, it doesn't have a shame sukkah. So, Rabbi Kivega is very interesting. Rabbi Kivega, the beginning of Tainus, asks the Shaila, what's pshat in Taisus that Nemzon, that if it's only asam midirabanan, you wouldn't be able to say it's a simon klal. But lamaisa, hayais, you're not going to be able to make a sukkah with the rain not being able to go through because of the psul derabanan, so practically, you're going to end up not sitting in the sukkah. So why wouldn't that be called a simon klola? Meinef gemina, that means the raisi could do it, but hain that means the rabbanan you can't, so practically, you're not going to be able to do it. The reason is like this, because you could. Let's say you're going to make a sukkah which is a rai, because of the derabanan, where the rain could get through. But when it starts raining, so right now, go put up a sukkah which the rain can't get through, and you'll be yaitzah the deraisa. So even though you won't be yaitzah the rabbanim, but since you'll be yaitzah the deraisa, that wouldn't be called the simon klola. But he says, but lemaisa, you can't make the sukkah kavah before Shabbos and Yontif because of the derabanan, right? And on Shabbos and Yontif, you have an issa binyan. You have an issa binyan. So lemaisa, on Shabbos and Yontif, you won't have an eitza. So write the simon, write it's a simon klola b'chag. Because I'm going to have to make my sukkah that the rain could get through because of the derabanan. Are you going to tell me, so now that it starts raining, now make a sukkah kavah? It's too late, Shabbos and Yontif. So Zakeh B'Kveg, Ein Echinami. But Taisus is mashman, even in Cholamayit, it's a simen klola. And in Cholamayit, I'll be able to go and construct the sukkah that has a roof where the rain can't get through. And Memela, that wouldn't be called the simen klola because I have an Eitzah to do that. That's why Zakeh B'Kveg, in the beginning of Taisus. The Aruch Leir brings it down here, and he says he doesn't understand. L'may cigarette, if you make a sukkah that the rain can't get through, and then it starts raining, that's a simon klal already. Even though right now you can put up another sukkah, it'll take you hours to put up another sukkah. Until you're able to get up the other sukkah, it's a kind of mitzvah sukkah. Somehow that's also called the simon klal. That's not pshat in Taisus. Taisus kasha is, that mitchili you can make two sukkahs. You can make a sukkah to be yaitzah the derabanan. You can make a sukkah to rain get through. And you can make another sukkah in case it rains. You make another sukkah in case it rains, that's even on Shabbos Yom Tov. You don't have to come on to say that he held it, that it has to be a simon klal mechalamayit. Imi shemha, that when it rains, that's when you're going to make the sukkah. That's not going to take away the simon klal. The pshat is mitchili can make a sukkah. You need the sukkahs to rain for the abundance, so make two sukkahs. That's what he says. But then he says also maybe you could say pshat in Taisus is that even though the Maisi won't be able to kind the mitzvah sukkah, but since technically you could, it wouldn't be called a simon klala. Since being the Raisa, technically you could be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, even though practically you can't, because since there are banim or geyser, so mainly you're going to have a sukkah, they may get through, and then now when the rains, you're not going to mekayim the mitzvah. But that's a practical consideration. Be'etzim, you'd be able to mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, the Raisa, so mele vayta wouldn't be called a simon klala. That's what he says, two possible shatim and taisis. Lamaisa, this din and taisis, there's a skiddish din that if the rain can't get through, it's a possible of sukkah. There are Rishonim that argue, the Tur in Siman Tav Resh Lamed Aleph brings Rishonim that argue on Taisus and hold that even if the rain can't get through, it's a kasher of sukkah. Tur brings a machlokes Rishonim in that. The Mordechai quotes a Rashi that says it's good, Shalos, if we have that Rashi. But Lamaisa, how do they answer Taisus kasher Siman Klol B'chag? It's not so shver. The Pnei Shua is not bothered with Taisus kasher. He says, look, you could make a sukkah. That's kavah. You could make a sukkah that the rain can't get through. But people don't. You don't have to make such a sukkah. Rain is not going to be expected. So Mela, generally speaking, a sukkah is a temporary thing. Generally speaking, people make a sukkah, right? He says, the sukkah menachemia, say, avi ali tmayim v'ali zayis v'schach. He just bring leaves. The Gemara says, I'm going to test the guy with one mitzvah, doesn't have a kasarin kiss. You don't make a big sukkah. You make, generally speaking, a sukkah l'shiva. So Mela, about Ruba da Alma, if it rains, they won't be able to carry the mitzvah sukkah. And vice versa, you could also say, Derech Lamer, even when it rains, it's already too late to go make a big sukkah. It'll take you too long. You already be misbalted from the sukkah. So that alone makes it, that's called a simung sham, that sham is simung kolachak, even if it will be a kashur sukkah, if you made it by from the rain can't get through. Halachal l'maisa, the price coming down that we pass can like this tesis, and you have to make the sukkah b'if and the rain can get through. But the Arish shayin will not the way, and they'll have to hold simon klal b'chag like the Pnei Yeshua. That since al pi reiv, it's made b'if and that the rain could get through. That's also enough to be called the simon klal b'chag.